Previously on Rolling on Fate.
Me? Who am I? Oh, you can call me Peleus. I'm in town visiting some friends of mine who happen to work as guards at the prison. It's been quite the last few days of travel, that I can assure you. What happened, you asked? Oh, I'm really not sure you'd believe me if I told you. In fact, I can hardly believe it myself. Where to start? Oh, let's see. One of my traveling companions had a vision leading us to a mysterious cave hidden behind a magical door. The cave naturally housed a being of immense power, which we defeated only to then be ambushed by a necromancer. Sure, we sent him out with this mortal coil, but not before fighting off a horde of the undead. The battle took a lot out of us, and that somehow led to my brooding, sleep-deprived compatriot greeting to have his hair dyed teal using poisonous mushrooms. Oh, and the being that dyed his hair and had that vision has a propensity for accidentally summoning unicorns. Yes, I know, that's utterly preposterous. Unicorns? Really? Blue hair? Now it's teal, but you're close, you're obviously drunk. Maybe you'll understand more of this in the morning, or more accurately forget all about this, hopefully. It's all part of a ballad I'm working on. Yeah, that's it, it never happened, it's just fiction. Me? I'm a bard, naturally. Perhaps I can regale you with more of my stories and songs. That is, for a small fee, of course. Yeah, it's Peleus. Pleasure to meet you.
This is Beth, and I play Ainsley.
Hey, this is Jacob, and I'm everyone's third favorite sea elf, Peleus the Lucky.
My name is Kit, and I play Taylor Grangers.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I play Nortrude the Research Mage.
I'm Garrett, and I'll be playing Marion Kind.
I'm Jen, and I play Fanula.
And I'm Matt, your DM.
Okay, so sixth house on right.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to find after going through the market. And the houses are in some semblance of rows. They don't really go straight, but it's pretty easy to see. When you get to the sixth house, it's a small, sort of like simple house with a thatched roof. Nothing super fancy or super expensive. And there's a front door.
Taylor, do you want to knock?
Sure. I approach the door and knock three times.
As you guys knock on the door, a woman opens it. She's tall and lanky, with a feline features to her face and a mottled orange, brown, and white fur that covers her body. And just behind her, you see a man that's just about as tall as her, and he's covered in dark green scales with an elongated snout and sharp teeth smiling back at you. He looks bulky, and he's got a crocodile tail that trails behind him. And then the woman speaks.
Hello. Can we help you?
I nudge Taylor.
Do you happen to be Alyssa and Chase? Sorry to, just knock uninvited, but might I speak with you for a moment? Well, how do I say it? We come from Revelhein, and we have news from Ulrith. And do you have a moment? We can maybe come inside and speak. Not here in the doorway.
At the mention of Ulrith, you see the woman's eyebrow raises and she nods, and they both move out of the doorway to let all of you inside. I'm assuming that everyone goes inside.
I follow. Yes. Otherwise. Behind everyone.
I enter as well.
Thank you for receiving us into your home. This is your home, is it?
Yes. And then you guys look around, and inside this house, it's very simple furnishings. With drapes that cover the windows. And you can see a bedroom, a living room, and a kitchen all in this one space. It just seems like this is a one-room building.
Like a studio apartment?
Basically, yeah. Really cheaply made, but yeah.
Yes, I'm Ilyasa.
The man says,
yes, I am Cheese. You know Ulrith, you say?
Yes, I know Ulrith by way of another contact of mine, and he resides in Landrin. We came through from the road east of Rebel Hine and came by information regarding Zethi's current whereabouts here, and we've been tasked with trying to get some more information and possibly assist in extracting her from prison here in Ridgemont, and we were given your names as possible contacts here in town, and well, we just arrived. We came in over the mountain passes and don't really know much about the current situation here. I haven't been in Ridgemont for many years, and it seems like this place has changed quite a lot, and we're just looking for whatever information you can give us. Sorry, I should probably introduce everyone here. My name is Taylor Grangers, and he reaches out to shake hands with the Tabaxi and the Dragonborn.
Lizard folk.
Oh. I'm assuming he's noble because he is a dragon man, but yes, maybe a lizard folk. But Taylor's going to gesture kind of to whoever's standing behind him and, you know, let them introduce themselves. Sorry, I'll get out of your way. Such a small room.
When Taylor does his little awkward moving to the side, Amesley jumps in.
Hi, I'm Amesley. Pleasure.
It is a pleasure.
Fanula will step forward and she'll say, hi, I'm Fanula.
I'm Marion.
No kind this time.
You love you saying your last name. What happened, man?
Marion's sad.
Oh,
Marion Grumpus. Well, hello, I'm Nortrude. It's nice to meet you.
The pleasure is all ours.
Nortrude, did we tell you what we were doing here? I can't quite recall if you were brought into the situation at hand and why we're here in Ridgemont.
No, you never told me, but I did extend the benefit of the doubt to you. I assume there is some sort of plan. I could figure out that something was up. Some of you are not very, shall we say, subtle.
Hey, now.
I mean, I can be if I wanted to be, but usually it's just really hard.
I feel like that statement could apply to any of us.
I just, Fanula just looks at Marion's hair.
Oh God, I forgot.
Subtle indeed, I see.
Taylor's going to turn back to Chase and Elissa. So whatever information you can provide us about current happenings, your understanding of the defenses of the jail, I mean, I don't know where to begin, but I might understand some hesitancy on your part, seeing as we dropped in unexpectedly. Amesley, can you bring that map over here that you got from Ulrith?
As Amesley brings out the map, Elissa and Chase, they're still examining the rest of you.
Amesley waves.
And Chase says, well, we have been here for about a year and a half now. And as you know, Zethi has been here about almost 3 years. Then Elissa says,
Zethi does not know about us. And when we can, we try to check in to her from afar. She still seems defiant as ever.
It's hard to keep up even after a year and she's going on 3. We know of a few guards that wouldn't mind seeing her pass away in the Two Suns Rift, if you know what I mean.
Do people suffer that hard in the Two Suns Rift, or is there something else that the guards say do to people when they're there? I don't think I've ever heard of anyone suffering in the Two Suns Rift that dramatically. Do they push the prisoners that hard?
They do. I mean, they get as much time as possible within the rift, waking them up early in the day and working them all day long until just before sunset. And of course, they don't get any days off.
With so little breaks, prisoners do die because the amount of work that is put on to them. And Zethi, well, let's just say she has a defiant attitude. So the guards are not typically pleased with the way that she behaves, especially in the Two Suns Rift.
How does she behave that makes her so dangerous to them?
Well, it is not exactly a danger, as it is just sort of a defiant will. She hasn't broken into her slavery like most of the other prisoners has. And, well, of course, the guards know that she was part of the original revolution, and they want to see her break, and she does not give them that.
Do you know if there are other agents from the underground that are also housed in this, in the confines of the jail? Do you know of anyone else who is getting the same attention that Zethy is getting from the guards?
Not anyone that is getting the same attention, I would say, but yes, there are a few. We have not been keeping as well of track as them, as Zethy. Zethy is, well, our primary goal and target. Our aims are really just to break her out, but, I mean, a full-scale prison break may be a little bit over our heads. I am not quite sure how skilled you all are at prison breaks.
How many prisoners are there?
There is about 7,000 prisoners right now. I mean, there's sort of a constant inflow of prisoners, but they do die. We have about, 2 to 4 deaths a day.
And how many guards would you say are on rotation any given time in the prison?
There is quite a lot. I mean, you said you haven't been here in a while, but basically the economy here is run because of the guard basis. There is anywhere between 100 to 200 guards in rotation at one time.
So would they notice a couple new guards?
I gotta ask a question here. If you're the vanguard of sorts here, so what exactly is your position here besides just to watch these people suffer and die on a daily basis for a plan that's been 3 years in the making?
We are different than, I would say, the typical guards. There are guards that do beat their prisoners, but we, of course, stay away from that. It has been a difficult and troubling year and a half for us that we have been here. We gave up our lives to come here and to not even know if we will ultimately survive because of this, well, almost ludicrous plan. No one has ever escaped from Ridgemont Prison.
So was it ludicrous before we got involved, or is it just getting ludicrous now? Because if it's not for us carrying essentially 95% of the weight in this plan, why are you here?
I don't know what you mean. We are here to give you more specific information, things about doors and keys and locks, tell you the whereabouts of Zethy. We have been essentially spies. That is our job, and we hope that all of our work is not going to go in vain, and that we had to endure the suffering not only for ourselves, but see all the suffering day in and day out.
We're going to have to have a nice long chat with Ulrith when we get back to Revelhine. If we get back to Revelhine, Taylor is a little, let's say,
miffed.
Yeah, miffed. Feeling what Marion's bringing up here.
I actually do want that information, though. You know, the location of Zephy and the doors that have the locks and the keys. And if you don't have keys, which ones have locks and what kind of locks they are, if you know any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think we should just, like, break everyone out of prison. I bet I could cause some major chaos in there.
Well, yes, I don't doubt that, Fenula, and Amesley, I'm sure we'll get plenty of information about the situation inside the prison, but Chase, do you know if there are any other possible sympathizers or what sort of feelings do the guards have here? Are they just seeing this as any kind of job? I mean, are they all ex-military types? Like, I can't imagine things are so bleak that the only job that people are coming here for is just to watch others slave away, but is that what you think Ridgemont's
Well, not slave
become?
Away, be slaves. Let's be clear about this.
Do you think that there's anyone else here in town that might join this cause if we were to ask?
We have been keeping to ourselves, though there are some guards who I would say sympathize with our cause. There are some that are worse than others. Not all guards participate in the beatings and stuff, but this job, it attracts those type of people. The type of people that do not have the brain capacity, let's say, for normal work, and will just make money and live here under the protection of the government.
Yeah, well, a stable job is probably hard to find out in this part of the country these days. Maybe you can tell us more about who is leading this group of guards, to call them that. I think that's an insult to most guards, but who's in charge of the prison? What can you tell us about them?
Well, the Ridgemont prison is overseen by the Lord Grenar. As you can imagine, he is not a very kind person. He makes sure that everything runs smoothly in the prison, that no prisoner is ever allowed to leave. He is obviously well connected to the government and is not really someone we should look at conning.
Or maybe just flat out murdering.
I mean, someone can always take his place, right?
I mean, take his position, yes, but, you know. Like, are we so enamored with this gentleman that... Never mind.
I mean, we don't want to make a scene while we are here.
No, we want to leave the death camp where it is, I understand.
Well, that is the point of breaking Zethy out, isn't it?
What is the point?
Creating a change in the world. She is, by all accounts, the one who is adapted to gather the underground enforcements to start the revolution again.
Maybe, Chase, you can answer this question for us too, but once we get Zethy out, I don't recall much of a plan of where we should take her. I don't know where the underground has resources. I just know that Ulrith has a room that doesn't let sound out. So I'm not as connected to other people as I used to be. So do you happen to know where we would go once we get Zethy out of this jail and hopefully into a safe place where she can start connecting her web of communications? So that seems like a critical component to this whole process, is what do we do once we've done the part of this job that we were asked to do?
Well, she needs to be in Revelhein. I am sure that getting her to Ulrith and Ulrith then making the connections and harboring her from there on out would be sufficient enough.
And as spies, I assume that as soon as, say, we kick the can and get Zethy out of the jail, the prison, as it were, you're just going to disappear.
Yes, we are runaways as well.
Maybe we could enlist you two in perhaps causing some sort of distraction that might help us escape with Zethy if and when we do get her out of the jail.
We can give you all the information we have and also help with the distraction, but we also understand, now that you have this information, if this is no longer your cup of tea.
Speaking of a cup of tea, we have just come in from the road, and is there some sort of food that we might be able to have over here, or could we have a runner go for the tavern to bring us something to eat? Sorry, I just realized I haven't eaten in quite some time.
Chase walks over to the meager kitchen that they have, and he starts opening the cabinets. And you can see that it's like, there's not a lot of things that they have here. And he brings out...
Are there any carrots?
He brings out sort of a basket of bread, and there is a jar of jam, and he...
A wheel of cheese.
Yeah, and a wheel of cheese.
Yes.
There is no carrots.
They're too poor?
Yeah. Are you kidding? Do you know how much money a carrot costs?
I do.
You're dropping platinum on vegetables.
Here you go. This is just little extra that we have, but maybe later you'll go over to one of the inns. Hopefully this will hold you over for now. And he also brings over a pitcher, and it's got some fruity juice in it.
Fanuela adds a few plain mushrooms to the pile of food.
Oh, I thought you were going to put it in the fruity juice.
Not poisonous ones?
No, just plain ones. Well, I mean, you don't know that.
He's the DM. He knows all.
Unless you're good at telling sure, which ones are anything. Poisonous.
I just imagine Fanuela like Oprah, like, you get a mushroom, and you get a mushroom, and you get a mushroom.
Everybody gets mushrooms!
It's better than bees.
She's definitely doing that.
Where are these mushrooms coming from? Just out of curiosity.
My bag.
Your back?
Your back?
Bag. Yeah,
bag. Tiny little satchel. Tiny little satchel.
I do have a tiny little satchel.
How do you carry all your stuff?
I don't have that much stuff.
You had like 4,000 pounds of carrots.
I ate all of those.
Jesus.
She's one feeding huge a grown zeppelin. Elk.
Yeah, I mean, right. Celery ate most of those. So.
Yeah.
So as you guys are beginning to cut into the cheese and spread jam on bread.
And the fruity cheese.
Once we start cutting the cheese.
The juice is jamaica, which is basically like a hibiscus juice. It's like a flower juice.
It's delicious.
So it's not a fruity juice. It's a flowery juice.
It smelled fruity, though.
Okay. It tastes fruity.
I have another question. You said Zethy has been here for 3 years, but how long has the prison been here? Did it go up when the rifts showed up, or has it been a more recent addition to this town?
It seems that the rift opening with the Two Suns Rift and the Grey Realm Rift 30 years ago was the perfect opportunity for them to open the prison. So shortly after the rifts went up, they started building the prison and started filling it. It has, I think, been around for quite some time.
Okay. Probably just did not realize what it was when I came through town.
It's definitely like grown since then, especially with like the numerous amount of guards and buildings and stuff. Like this used to be a really small town, and it's technically still is, but it's just like the income from all the guards coming through is like what is really making it a lot larger, I guess.
As you know, no one can stay at night time in the Two Suns Rift. There are beasts that attack at night.
They seem to be able to phase through walls and not even defensive buildings work within the rift.
This is why the prison must house all the prisoners on the outside of the rift. And they do have guards on the inside of the rift, but they are not too worried about runaways inside the rift. The guards are mostly there to make sure that productivity continues.
We can get you in. We have a few extra guard uniforms that will hold up to scrutiny, and we know which cell is Zethy's. And she tends to work during the day in the Two Suns Rift. We don't have any more friends, so if it comes down to fighting, well, let's try and stay away from that option.
So hopefully, with your help, we can think of a plan of getting to her and getting her out. I am sure Ulrith did not want to make a big scene out of this, but I am sure the prison will know that she is missing, unless they assume she stayed too long in the Two Suns Rift and will be dead. We will have keys to her cell and a few more doors, but we are not given clearance to go just anywhere. We can get you in and out of both courtyards and through the guards' entrances. Getting out that same entrance, however, will pose some problems, unless some of you have some magic for that.
Oh, I can get Zethy out with me as long as we can get in there.
What exactly do the guards' uniforms look like?
Chase walks over to the closet and he pulls out a uniform, and it's just sort of a dark blue top and bottom, and you can see that there's sort of a name badge, and it just seems like pretty sort of standard issue, nothing too special for guard uniform.
All right, Amesley shoots a look at Fionnuala and kind of
Well, I have a question. Is Zethy in a cell by herself, or would it be plausible that another prisoner could be put in the cell with her?
Due to the high amount of prisoners there are in the Ridgemont, every cell typically has about 4 prisoners. Zethy's cell, at this time, has 3 others with her. We know that they work within the Two Suns Rift, but they are not a harvester like her. They work in another part of the Two Suns Rift.
What would happen if you two brought in a new prisoner? Could you just throw him in a cell with Zethy?
There would have to be an opening, I suppose, in her cell. But we do not control what prisoner goes where. There are numerous scribes that keep track of that sort of thing. We are just day-to-day security officers, basically.
How heavily guarded is the courtyard? You said that, you know, as guards, your job is not necessarily to keep people... Well, everyone's locked up at night, so... is the Grey Realm Rift under constant watch, or is it kind of just left in the courtyard at night? Is anyone watching it?
So the Two Suns Rift is not watched at nighttime. As you said, everyone is locked up in their cell on that side of the rift.
What about the Grey Realm Rift?
Right. On the Grey Realm Rift side, that is another question. They have their forges running 24/7. They rotate their prisoners in order to work this schedule. And the Grey Realm Rift there is watched, possibly less so at nighttime, but it could be possible. We have the keys to get in and out of that courtyard and could possibly make a distraction so that you all could enter the Grey Realm Rift, but then you have the problem of leaving the Grey Realm Rift. If you were to travel all the way to Revelhine, then, well, you're in the upper district and we'll have to figure out how to move Zethy from there.
We have our own secrets, so it's good to know that it's not... Well, from this map, from what I can see, it looks like it's not fully enclosed. Is it open on the side here? Is it sort of just behind a wall? Is that what I'm seeing on this map?
Yes, there is 3 walls surrounding it, but the last side is completely open.
Are the walls high enough for someone to hide behind them, or is it... Can't quite tell.
Yes, these walls are roughly
10 feet high.
Taylor just kind of gives a knowing look around the room at the rest of the party.
My plan probably won't work so great because I feel like I'll be noticed, but it could be a backup plan. But I can teleport somebody out of there, potentially. I look at Alyssa and Chase. How do you guys know approximately how far Zethy's cell is from the outside of the prison?
All of the jail block cells are basically within the walls of the prison. She's only maybe 30 feet or so from the outside wall of the prison.
Okay, I was just wondering if it was less than 500 feet. We're good. I could get her out if I could get in there, but I'm thinking maybe Taylor has a better idea because I tend to not blend in well with humans and other people.
Yeah, I don't think the guard uniform's going to work for either of us.
Yeah, it might not fit you, and I think I might just look weird in it. I don't really wear clothes.
Don't you have a cloak?
Yeah, other than my cloak.
She said clothes, plural.
she wears clothes.
Singular. I wear clothes. Cloak.
Well, one other option is the military. They constantly use this Grey Realm Rift. I don't know what you all know about the military, but there is no Grey Realm Rift to the south of us.
I feel like it's a good idea to have a backup plan just in case the shit hits the fan for our original plan.
Having the ability to get Zethy out fast gives us at least a trick that we can pull if we need to adapt to changing circumstances. But if we could somehow get Zethy to the Grey Realm Rift and travel back north to that location we found in the woods, it seems like an easy way out. But
yeah, I think that's a good idea.
We still don't know what we might find in the Grey Realm Rift if someone's traveling to this location. So it still has a lot of risk, but I think if we could somehow create a distraction by damaging a forge or lighting something on fire, I mean, there's a lot of ways to draw attention.
I have lots of ideas for distractions.
I wonder, too, about the Two Suns Rifts. I don't know if those connect to other places or not, but I don't think that seems like a good way to go because it's the dead end.
Yeah, and I don't know how dangerous those phantom things are either.
I've only heard horror stories about them. I have other ideas, but I don't really want to share them in our company right now.
Yeah, we can go back to the inn and discuss.
There is no Grey Realm Rift in Fort Warthorn, so there is a lot of military presence here in the city as well. They come out of this rift and use this one for going in as transportation. I don't know if that could be another way that you could use to your advantage. You could pretend to be military on their way back to Revelhain and sneak her through that way as well.
Does anyone in the military look like this? And I point at myself.
They just like look at each other and look back at you and just raise their eyebrows.
Maybe I should be the distraction. Everyone seems to think that I look weird for some reason.
That's because you look weird, Fanula.
I think everyone else looks weird.
I think everyone looks weird, period.
Well, I don't know if you have any spell capabilities or something else that could disguise you and your other friend there. Though she could potentially pass as a military agent.
Or I could just distract everyone by running around.
Sir, there's a nude fungus on the ramparts. What should we do? Unidentified Fanula object?
Maybe we should stay away from that option.
Why?
We don't want to make a scene.
Isn't that what a distraction is?
Right, but there are some more subtle distractions as well.
Like creating a silent image of a griffin flying around.
Or creating another disturbance elsewhere in the prison to attract attention of the guards. from where you want to be.
Speaking of guards, do you know if there are mages intermixed in with the guards? Are most of the guards just former foot soldiers, or do you know of anyone who has magic in the guard rotation? Like, should we be aware of any, risk there?
Well, as far as our knowledge, we only know of one magic user who tends to stay in the offices with the Lord when he is there, or with the scribes. They are not a typical guard in the guard rotation, but I would say none of the normal guards are magic users. They're most just strong toughs, you know.
So what else can you tell us about this magic user that stays in the office buildings? Is that on our map, or are they located in the manor house?
Well, they do stay in the Lord's manor, but they are occasionally in those offices. I don't know if they would necessarily pose a big threat unless somehow we drew them out by creating a distraction or something. We don't know too much of their power, but they don't seem, well, flashy in their skills.
Well, I think you gave us a lot of information and we have a lot to think about. Maybe we should try and get a room for the night and not make a scene if we're coming in too late. When can we meet with you again?
Let's see. Well, we have today and tomorrow off, but then we will be working day shifts for the next 5 days. So I suppose you could always meet with us at nighttime. Neither of us work at nighttime because we are typically over on the Two Suns Rift side.
Would it be possible for us to infiltrate the prison during a work shift and get out again? Do you think that that's possible, that we could surveil the jail on our own?
Well, I suppose you could always get hired as a new worker. I mean, we can give you the disguises that we have, but we don't know how long they will be useful under scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. We'll think about it. We'll come by and meet with you tomorrow. Say, late morning. Does that work for you?
All right. We will see you then, I suppose.
Sounds good. See you then.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome to the intermission of episode 22. Not much stuff here this week, except that our question and answer episode is going up later today. So make sure to check that out. And if you entered in our giveaway, we are announcing the winners at the end of that episode. I want to say a huge thanks to Tig for giving us a review. Make sure, if you like what you're hearing, go give us a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. Stick around to the end of the episode to hear from our friends at Knights and Nerds Podcast. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Alright, so you guys are on the streets of Ridgemount, and...
Are there any vegetable sellers?
Yes, there are, actually.
Let her have some affordable vegetables!
I'm gonna go buy some vegetables.
Yeah, if you guys walk north, you're gonna head towards the city center, which is gonna have the three inns. And also on the way there, there's basically like a giant farmer's market.
Look, a farmer's market! Let's go!
What time of day is it?
You guys got in and it was early afternoon, so it hasn't been too much longer, so it's probably only 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Now that we've seen the guard uniforms, can we notice that
there's a lot of people wearing those uniforms out in the market, or is it like people are just wearing their casual clothes?
There are only a few that are working that look like that they have those uniforms, but it seems like everyone else around, it's actually kind of easy to pick out who the guards are. I mean, there's like just a lot of big burly men. That's more than a general population of a small town.
Are there any big burly women around?
Yes, there are some
big
burly women well. It's very easy to pick those individuals out as like, oh, those are obviously part of the guards. And you see a few what look to be locals, but they're mostly like manning the shops or staying in their houses or whatever. So as you head through the market, you find plenty of vegetable sellers. So
plenty.
How much money do you want to spend?
Yeah, how much money do we have?
I don't have that much.
Speaking of money...
I think I'm still pretty damn broke.
I think we should try to find boarding for the horses, too, and find a place to put the cart. I assume I've just been pulling a cart through the middle of town.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we should do that, but Celery hasn't had a fresh carrot in, like, a week.
I think Celery's going to be fine if they don't eat a carrot. I mean, they eat... Well, they've been eating the whole way we've been walking down the trail from the mountains. I mean, grass is fine, right?
But I like spoiling her.
Taylor kind of just steps away a little bit and like...
I'll just buy one real quick. I have like 5 gold in my pocket so I can buy a carrot.
What?
Oh my god.
It's a big ass carrot.
I go up to... How much can I get for 5 gold? Just tell me.
When you go up to the stalls, you can see signs that, like, each one of the stalls, they display, like, one of them says, Two Suns Rift Food, or non-Two Suns Rift Food. As you're, like, looking around at all of them, they all have that sort of distinction of one's either Rift or one's not.
I have 2 questions.
Mm-hmm.
First question, which wares look more delicious, the ones from the Two Suns Rift or...
Non-Two Suns Rift.
And what is the price difference?
The non-Two Suns Rift are more expensive.
No, but like exactly how much?
They're almost twice as expensive.
So 10 gold for a carrot? Like, I'm asking how much? I want to know if I can just buy celery some carrots and move on with the story.
Yeah, okay, so for 5 gold, you can buy a sack of carrots, and let's define the size of sack. This is about 20 pounds worth of carrots. For 5 gold. Non-rift carrots.
So organic.
Sure.
This is suddenly turning like GMO and non-GMO.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Matt? Beth even knows. I only want 5 pounds of carrots. So how much gold is that?
1.25 golds.
Okay.
And just to picture Fanula buying this humongous amount of carrots and like dropping 5 gold into this like old man's hand as Taylor goes and buys a chicken for like a silver piece and just like starts eating it.
You know it. He's like,
the funny thing is I'm picturing a live chicken and him holding it by the feet for some reason.
As Taylor's kind of like down on all fours just like growling at it.
Yes! We're in the farmer's market, right?
Right. Basically, now? Which is just south of the main...
Is it like a general square. Market as well, or is it just farmer stuff?
Does it only sell farmers? We have to know.
It's a farmer's only market.
I was just wondering if they had like any like metal things for sale.
Yeah, I mean, what are you looking for specifically?
Raw material, mostly.
There's a blacksmith, if you want to go searching for that.
Yes, I would like to go search for the blacksmith.
Okay.
Taylor looks at Amesley, looks at the cart, looks at Amesley, looks at the cart. What are you looking to buy? Like, are we gonna carry an anvil to our next destination?
Oh, no. I was just thinking, like...
It would be useful.
Well, it would be, but I don't think we are able to carry it around. But, you know, there's some things to work with, you know, for some ideas I've been having.
Yeah, let's get it while we're here, and then we can go find an inn.
Okay.
All right, you're walking over to where people point you in the blacksmith direction. And through the town, you actually see that there's 2 blacksmiths. One seems to be pretty well established and has been here for a while. And you see sort of just other sort of like ramshackle building that's thrown together. and it has a little sign that's scrawled on it, and it says, John Smithen.
I was really hoping for, like, the one and only, but that's fine.
I wouldn't burn this place to the ground.
That could be the next town.
I was thinking there would be Don't Ting and Please Ting.
I was going to go with Think About It.
John Smithen.
So do you go to the really
I want to go to John
established
first.
One? Okay.
It's a franchise.
It's like Nurse Joy's and Officer Jenny's.
Yeah. It's a cousin. I'm just going to go back to Landrin at this point.
As you guys are walking up, Fanula, I assume that you're not following.
No, I stay a good distance away.
Yeah. You hear the familiar pounding, ting, as you walk up to the shop. And this shop is small and cramped, and you can already feel the heat coming off the forge and anvil that's there. And you see a rather tall elven man who is pounding away at a item that he's got on his anvil. It doesn't seem like he hears you guys until then. And he turns around and he looks and sees, I need to know who all is like standing there with Ainsley.
I want to be immediately behind him when he turns around. Like, I mean, like right behind him.
I would like
him.
To be standing directly behind Ainsley.
I'm standing farther away by the cart.
I'm like hovering 20 feet away watching from a distance.
He spins around and is immediately startled by the blue elf that's in his face.
Elven John, you son of a bitch, how you been?
He like drops the hammer on the anvil.
Oh my god.
Get away from Landrin at per your request, and look who I find.
Your old pal. It's good to see you again. I was wondering, how much for that cart?
So you've come to torment me in my new digs, I see.
Your new digs? Is this like an episode of Cribs? Can you show us around?
Well, you can see it all right here. It's not much to it.
It looks nice.
Yeah, I love what you've done with the place. It's not my style, of course, but not everyone can be as stylish as I. What kind of business are you in here in this town?
Normally, just creating farming tools and the like. Most of the guards get all their stuff from, well, the prison itself.
Oh, how lovely.
We're really just interested in your level of social culpability here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We are not judging you at all.
Probably picked the wrong place to go, seeing all the forges and stuff within the prison.
Yeah, but I mean, it's better than a guaranteed death back in Landrin. Right. So
it's here or Shadowfell Rift, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I could change that.
I whispered to Marion, soon. And then we just keep...
We stare into each other's eyes for a second, nod, and then go back to the conversation like nothing happened.
I hate to ask it, but what brings you here?
I was wondering if you had any raw material for sale? Preferably
sure.
Smaller pieces.
What kind of metal are you looking for?
Gold, silver, copper, lead. What do you have?
Well, I definitely have some lead. There's some steel. I have iron. I don't have any gold, but I may have some pewter or silver. I have some copper, I think.
Can I take a look at your lead, please?
Oh, sure. And he just waves you over, and on the other like wall of his shop, there's just like various items that need to be melted down for ingots, and then there's some like ingots that are there, and it's not, I mean, it's sort of organized, but it seems like hasn't been fully organized as of yet.
Okay, let me ask this question. Is it as messy as my dad's shop?
Definitely not, no.
Okay. Then I think this is great. Okay, what is the thinnest but still long piece?
It looks like he's got some like rusty swords and the like that need to be melted down. It looks like he also has some wiring that maybe he threw in to maybe get melted down too. There's some like copper wiring and stuff.
Is it only copper wiring or does he have other kind of wiring?
If you look through it, he's got several other kinds. There's pewter, iron, No gold still, but copper That's okay. and steel. Yeah.
How much for the pewter wiring?
How much of it do you want?
How much does he have of it?
Of the pewter one?
Yeah.
Not a lot. I mean, it seems like whatever's there melted down is only going to make like maybe a pound worth of pewter, maybe not even.
Well, how much for all of it?
Well, for pewter wiring, let's say about 4 gold pieces.
And he said it wasn't that much. How much is not that much?
I mean, melted down is like half a pound. However, yeah. in wiring, that's kind of like a lot of wiring.
Okay, how much would 1 gold piece get me?
Well, give you about a quarter of that pile.
I will do that.
Okay. Can I interest you in anything else?
No, not right now. Thank you.
Sure thing. What about the rest of you? Peleus, you need that sword resharpened?
I'm not even sure where that rusty rapier is nowadays. Do you have anything a little more practical for, say, combat and not for attempting to cut weeks-old bread?
Well, after the opening of the Shadowfell Rift, I did make a few more swords and the like. Here's a selection. You can see there's some long swords, short swords, a few more rapiers.
Are these like on a wall or are they in like in his like trench coat? I'm like imagining like Aladdin and he's just like showing off all these knives he's got.
No, they're just sort of sitting in a barrel and on the side of a table. Like the nicer things are on the table and the less nice things are inside the barrel.
Oh man.
There's a bunch of daggers and throwing knives and stuff.
The literal discount bin.
Yeah, seriously. I'm afraid to ask John, but how much for the entire barrel of weapons?
Oh, God.
Is there a purpose for all of the weapons that you need?
No, I just really like annoying you with questions, but I am curious now. How much for all of those?
For the entire barrel? I'll give it to you for about 100 gold pieces.
And what's in the barrel now?
There is...
A like smorgasbord of weaponry.
Yeah, 1 great sword, 3 long
okay, swords.
Oh,
darn.
There's like 2 rapiers. The daggers are on the, off to the side. I can throw in a few daggers if you want, I guess.
just for the buy 1, get 7 free kind of deal. I like that. you know what? I mean, 100 gold for a bunch of weapons that I barely know how to use. Probably not... the best idea for me. I was wondering, do you have anything like a rapier that's a little higher quality than the stuff in the barrel here?
He goes to the shelf that's next to the barrel and like a rapier or a rapier?
A rapier would be preferred, but...
He pulls out 2 definitely more well-crafted rapiers. They have sort of the whole hand guard pommel with intricate silver designs, and one of them looks to be made out of silver. The other one just seems to be made out of iron.
Oh, those are shiny. John, your work has gotten better since I last saw you. Last time you had a hard time making a rake. That's impressive. And well, that was only like a couple of weeks ago. So this is all the more impressive that you've moved across the country and become a skilled blacksmith so quickly.
I had a few of these items already in my shop. You all were just interested in other things, I do recall. How's that, cart holding up?
It's a really nice cart.
Yeah. Says the man with a chicken in his mouth.
Do either of these interest you, Peleus? I mean,
of course. Yeah, absolutely. They're gorgeous. And you remember my name. That's so sweet of you, John.
Well,
I may have performed a song about you in a few different podcasts.
Oh, really?
A few?
Yeah, spreading my word around, are you?
Spreading the good word of Elven John, yes. How much for that shiny silver rapier of yours?
This one will run you about 20 gold pieces.
Oh, consider it sold.
All right.
And I throw 400 pounds of carrots at him.
Did you just steal those from Fanula?
He is dead.
Hey.
It's a minor illusion.
Oh, okay.
All right. You have a normal rapier, but it has silver.
So it's a silver rapier.
Sure. Silver. Okay. It is not magical, but it is silver.
So. No, yeah, non-magical silver rapier. How many daggers do I get with this rapier?
For just the rapier, I mean, you're going to have to throw in something more, I suppose.
I don't really need it. I'm fine. John, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. This looks fantastic. I'm going to forget that I even had the other rapier ever. And if you do have any more carts, though, do you have any more carts?
At this moment in time, no. I used the cart that I had coming here, and I'm thinking I'm going to keep on to it.
Do you want to buy a cart?
Do you want to sell me back the cart I sold you?
Please don't sell that. 200%
markup, yes.
Do you no longer need your cart?
Yes, we do. Need the cart.
Pili,
what are you doing?
She's like, stop! We need the cart!
Guys, I'm just kidding. Of course we need the cart. Anyone else want to buy any weapons while we're here? There's a barrel for 100 gold. It's full of weapons. It's great.
I could do with an armor polish and a sharpen.
Sure. You can drop it off and come back later. I'm sure I'll have it all done for you. I don't currently have any other orders in, so.
Cool. Yeah, Taylor is going to leave his sword and his breastplate.
I'll take care of that for you.
I mean, I don't mind paying to have someone else take care of my equipment.
Yeah, you know, but that's a quick thing that I can...
It's kind of awkward that you're now saying this as I'm handing in my breastplate.
You're taking money out of John's
pocket. Taking your breastplate off and like, yeah. Holding it out.
We're helping him doff his stuff, and when he's like,
I appreciate the suggestion, but I'm gonna just pay the blacksmith. I'll take you up on that offer, though, next time I get this covered in chicken blood.
Chicken grease.
He's got, like, this, like, bib attachment that goes on his breastplate. Yeah. How much will it cost to get these two items cleaned up?
Oh, just a couple of silver. Should be fine.
Yeah, done.
I'll have it ready in a couple hours.
Shall we go find an inn so that we can store this cart out in the rain so it swells up and molds? Is there any reaction from the blacksmith if I say that?
Oh, he just raises an eyebrow, but I think he's dealt with you guys enough already.
I guess then we're going to go to the,
The deranged mandolin.
Oh. Sorry.
The lusty mandolin.
It's a lusty Argonian.
You guys head on over to the deranged mandolin, and it is by far the largest inn and seems to be the most bustling. You can already hear music wafting from inside.
It's wafting. Wafting.
God, that music.
Yeah, you know. No, that's an yikes. That's an odor. That's like a gases waft.
Music can waft.
Yeah.
The totally. Sounds wafting in on the breeze, drifting in.
Yeah. She's yeah. right. Listen to her. Cultured people. She's smart.
As you guys walk into the deranged mandolin.
What's that on the air? It's wafting toward me.
Knights and Nerds is not just an actual play D&D podcast with an original campaign being played by a group of friends who tolerate each other. It's also a podcast where I, the Dungeon Master, talk about how I'm adapting to the choices the players make, as well as revealing to you, the audience, the complex story and deadly twists that I have in store for my players. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or at knightsandnerds.com.